You always liked big friends who'd look after you, didn't you? It used to be us, me and Remus and James.
Pettigrew wiped his face again. He was almost panting for breath.
Me, a spy? Must be out of your mind. Never. Don't know how you can say such a—
Lily and James only made you secret keeper because I suggested it, Black hissed, so venomously that Pettigrew took a step backwards. I thought it was the perfect plan. A bluff. Voldemort would be sure to come after me. He would never dream they'd use a weak, talentless thing like you. It must have been the finest moment of your miserable life, telling Voldemort you could hand him the Potters. Pettigrew was muttering distractedly. Harry caught words like
far-fetched and lunacy,
but he couldn't help paying more attention to the ashen colour of Pettigrew's face and the way his eyes continued to dart towards the windows and door.
"Professor Lupin," said Hermione timidly, can I say something?"
"Certainly, Hermione," said Lupin courteously.
"Well, Scabbers, I mean this man, he's been sleeping in Harry's dormitory for 3 years. If he's working for you-know-who, how come he never tried to hurt Harry before now?" "There!" said Pettigrew shrilly, pointing at Hermione with his maimed hand. "Thank you. You see, Remus, I've never hurt a hair of Harry's head. Why should I?"